Now, as we come here to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, we've come to the last chapter of the book. And actually, this is a chapter that we have labeled in our notes, the Christian's actions in view of the return of Christ. Chapter 1, you'll recall, was the Christian's attitude toward the return of Christ. Now, if that attitude does not lead to actions, then something is radically wrong. And here we have the actions. And the coming of Christ, we see here, is a rousing hope. It leads to action. It alerts us. And in the first 10 verses, there is a call here to you and me to be awake and alert in view of Christ's coming. And I think the reason that he gives here is because the believer will not enter into that awful night of the great tribulation period that is labeled the day of the Lord. That is, as we've said time and time again, the day of the Lord begins with night, because that was God's way of marking time. On the first day, the second day of creation, it was the evening and the morning were the first day. And God begins in night, but moves to light. And we will find that is true. The great tribulation leads then to the glorious millennial reign of Christ, when the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Now, the day of the Lord is an expression that we need to look at here. Therefore, let me read the first two verses. He says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." Now, the times and seasons. Now, this is not the property of the church. Times and seasons belong to this earth and belong to an earthly people, both Israel and the Gentiles that'll be saved in that day. And the word, by the way, for time here is actually chronos. We get our word chronology from it. And what we have here is this expression, the times and the seasons. Now, we do not, I think, deal with that at all. He says, "We have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now, the Lord Jesus does not come to the church like a thief in the night, because a thief is not welcome. You're not looking for him. He generally comes unexpectedly, and he certainly does not receive a welcome. When you leave home, you just don't put a note on the back door that says, "I've left the back door open, Mr. Thief, and you'll find the family silver in the third drawer to the right in the dining room, and help yourself." I don't imagine that you ever do that at all. Your chances are, and you leave home, you double lock everything. You want to keep a thief out. So he comes as a thief to this earth, the Lord Jesus does.